Hello! I sound like Santa Top. Oh, hello, good little bottom. What did I stuff down your stocking this holiday season? Okay. All right. Hi, guys. How's it going? Happy Monday, everybody. Great episode today. One of our last episodes that we've been holding out on because we have Rachel Ballinger on the podcast this week, which you've been requesting her for a really long time, and we coordinated, and I'm also on her podcast this week, which comes out on Wednesday, and that's why I've been holding off. And this is also a very special episode because it's our last episode with special guest co-host Allie Colbert, whom I also know you guys love so much. And it's a really, really fun episode. We get into Rachel's coming out process, including her very toxic breakup with a man. So, so funny. One of the funniest stories that I've heard on the podcast. So go listen to this one. It's a fun one. And then as always, you know, really trying to plug the Patreon here. If you look, if you're watching on the YouTube, you're looking behind me, you can see we're decorating the studio. We've got it all soundproof for you now. So the quality should be getting better and better. And all of that is because of donors giving $1, you know, a month. It would make a huge difference. So, you know, consider it your Christmas gift to yourself. And there's lots of perks on there. Patreon.com/WHGS. And then I've got Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Chicago, all those coming up, and we're adding more all the time. So get on the text alert, and I will text you when I'm in your city. All right. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix, and you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
7-8 years, I was in a relationship with a man who was a piece of shit. I tried to break up with him, and he said no. And then I was like, oh, shit. So we continued to live together while also just not speaking. We didn't speak. We lived in the same house and didn't speak for like about a year. He avoided me because he knew I wanted to break up with him. I didn't realize I was gay. I just had no idea. And I had lost my entire sex drive. And then I opened TikTok one day and there was a gay woman and just did a thirst trap. And I went, well, I'm wet. How'd that happen?
Alex, are we recording? This is very important. This is super important content.
I gotta clap. And for gay podcasts, you actually just smack your ass cheeks together.
That's what you do.
That's how you do claps.
You actually do a scissoring, a vulva to vulva smack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather do that
to
one.
Slate. Yeah.
Can we get a clit hit?
Can we get some labia flap on that? Oh, I like you being here.
You do?
It's so nice to have someone who's funny immediately.
Really? Wow. Okay, great. I'm off to a good start then. Fuck yeah. I love it.
There's
love
a lot of pressure on you now.
No, we're good. We go way back.
Way, way back.
We really go a long time back, but now the friendship's been hot for like a year and a half.
The friendship has been good. I've been a bad friend, I think.
No, you're always so... God damn it. Every time I see you, I need to pull her out of a dark hole. And by the way, the subscribers, they tick up. Been up and up. And she has to increase her meds with each new batch.
Yes, it's true. The more successful I get, the more neurotic I become.
The more depressed she is, the apartment's bigger, it's messier.
That tracks.
It's just...
Well, I just moved.
I know.
It's like 2 weeks ago.
This room, though, makes me want to not ever engineer my own podcast.
I know. It is like a whole thing. And Alex is all over it, and I'm pretending it doesn't... Wait. Can we just say we're in the apartment, we're having gay sex...
Yeah.
Two big updates because we have a long time requested huge YouTuber, podcaster, content creator, gay. Rachel Ballinger. Hey. Where's the air horn? Rachel Ballinger, highly requested guest. It's so fun to get so many highly requested guests on the pod.
Oh, yeah, because you're famous, so people want to collab with you.
Well, no, I'm not famous. You're famous.
They're requesting you.
Yeah, they're requesting you.
On your
podcast. How did we get you?
Honestly, my assistant slash best friend is a mega fan of yours. And she's like, do you know Ashley, Gavin? Do you know Ashley? And I was like, I don't know. And then she's like, she follows you on Instagram, you stupid face. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I saw you DM me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, something that I do when I can't get someone is I say to my...
There's a pussy.
Yeah, he's trapped in here. Fulton, do you want to be in here for the recording or do you want to be with Sydney? He loves Sydney.
He does?
Yeah.
Hi, Fulton.
You allergic to cats?
I'm allergic to cats and I can't stand them.
Because you're allergic or because they're Satan's spawn?
Just can't stand kind of the way they act.
Look how friendly he's being. Oh, he loves you.
That's a good cat.
That's a good cat.
I know.
He heard you.
I don't get cats. Like, why are you acting like you're better than me? You
rely. Because they are.
I don't think he is. I think he heard you and was like, how can I make you? This is just beautiful.
Cats always want the person that hates them.
Wow. I feel like this is a lot for a cat. Right?
He's really sweet. He's very dog-like.
Oh, that's what everyone says. By the way, that's what everyone says about a good cat. It's a dog.
Do a bit. Do a nice, clean Tonight Show bit, you piece of shit.
I just booked my seven.
Dogs and cats. Nah, good cats are like dogs.
You know, the thing about airplanes, the captain gets up there. He's like, we're at 6,000 feet. Who cares?
It's very Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, put more Seinfeld in. Who cares? Who cares how high up we are?
I literally was like, look at how playing hard to get works.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I don't like cats. The cat's like, I want to sit on you.
Rachel, this is also a really fun episode because Allie, who is a frequent guest on the pod, is co-hosting today.
Perfect.
I usually have like a semi-permanent co-host situation, mm-hmm. and I haven't found that person yet.
Oh,
so we've been
so
rotating.
You usually have it, but it doesn't exist.
Well, for 2 years it existed, and then the most because I kind of knew immediately who was available.
Yeah.
But lately, people
historically,
but lately people haven't been available. Like Maddie Wiener's been co-hosting, but she's up for a major thing in TV, so we're waiting to find out about that.
Okay.
Maddie Wiener's up for a major thing, and
Allie was totally available.
I'm up for nothing.
Yeah. So you're free.
But you're in LA.
I'm in LA, but I'm here now.
But you're here now, and if you haven't watched those episodes, you should go back and watch those episodes. Allie is like such a talented comedian. She's done the Tonight Show 7,000 times. She did that show with Lily Singh that may or may not be on the air anymore. I'm not sure. It's gone.
I don't think it lasted very long.
A huge, huge, huge YouTuber.
Yeah.
You know? Lily Singh.
Lily Singh.
Yes, yes.
She's really nice.
Is she?
I've met her. She's a really great human.
Did you meet her at the YouTube parties?
I did meet her at YouTube parties, but she was friends with my sister.
What happens at these YouTube parties, huh?
A lot of schmoozing.
What kind of sick shit?
What the hell do you losers get up to?
I actually hate YouTube parties. It's mainly like, it's very high school of like, who's got the more subscribers and everyone's trying to hang out with the most popular person. And I hate that shit. So I'm like, okay. And I just grab my free drink with my free drink ticket and then leave.
I hate that shit too. I hate it in comedy.
Yeah. Oh my. Well, comedy, it's the worst.
But you're very good at it, I will say, Allie. I don't want anything to do with people and you seem to do a really good job.
Well, we always come up against this. This is what we talk about. That Ashley thinks I'm an industry darling.
You are.
And Ashley thinks she's sort of the outcast.
I am.
Same.
Kind of bootstrapping your way to success. But the thing that's getting annoying now is that you're more successful. So for a while, I kind of loved
this. That is sort of annoying. I could see why that's annoying for you.
And now I'm like, all right, well, slow down.
Well, I'm glad. I do think you're an industry darling, and I think any second now, they'll give you what you need.
I hope so.
I also hope so, because I genuinely want success for my friends.
Thank you.
So that they can hire me.
I want success for a few people, and you're one of them.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. I'm facing a lot of rejection right now. I was pitching this TV show.
What happened?
This is boring. Thank you for being here. I know everyone already knows who you are, but where can people find you and what are you working on that you're most excited about to direct some of our fans over to your stuff, even though they already know who you are?
I'm Rich Ballinger. I do YouTube. I have a main channel where I test products. I have a vlog channel where I vlog my daily life. I have a podcast channel where I have two podcasts. One, I talk about the things on the internet that happened that week. And then one is Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. I do talk a lot about gay sex over there, sex
That's
in general,
great.
And body parts. And I answer
and
questions.
I'll be doing it, right? In November, we're
yes.
scheduled.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about.
When you come out for Irvine, you have shows
December.
In Irvine, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have shows in Irvine. Thank you for plugging my shit.
Oh, you're welcome.
We should probably introduce ourselves. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Rachel Ballinger today.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you for being here. And then, well, as always, I'm Ashley Gavin. Introduce yourself in this format, Rachel. I'm Ashley Gavin. I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. Now, usually I have someone to keep me from getting canceled. That's the role of the co-host. But you're not going to be good at that.
I'm going to be really bad at that. I actually think I probably have a higher chance of getting canceled than you, but I'll do my best.
I agree. But I think these are the, I think, thank you, Fulton.
Is that the cat typing?
Yeah, he gave us a golf clap. Allie hates this.
I don't hate the cat. I actually really like the cat. I just don't want to start sneezing during the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I swear I'm not making it up. You know, a lot of people make up cat allergies.
I know because I've had sex with a woman who then told me she couldn't have sex with me again because of a cat allergy.
That, I really have
people
a
make that
cat.
Up?
People make that up.
Why?
I don't know why.
Not they don't to, be so, a cat.
They don't want to have sex with me.
Wow. They must really not want to have sex with you just to lie about it.
To be fair, she was like straight and I think had like a total panic attack.
Oh.
And I think she blamed the panic attack
so let her
on
blame the cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. It's the kind thing to do to be like, yes,
they
it
can't
was
fight
your,
back. All right.
Yeah.
Totally. Am I introducing myself in that way?
Yes, but I also wanted to like kind of give you because, yeah. you know, Kate was our canceled coach.
Yeah.
Maddie is our gay virgin. Oh. Gara was the youth in the sound booth.
Oh.
But because we're really unable to cancel each other because we sort of are the same person.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So what are you going to call me?
So I think we're just two guys hanging out.
Yeah, we 100% are two guys hanging
two
out.
Two head guys hanging out. This isn't a gay podcast anymore.
Boys gonna be boys.
Boys are gonna be boys. When Allie Colbert is on the podcast, it's just two guys.
Yeah.
I'm immediately uncomfortable.
Wow, really?
Why?
Come on, Rachel.
What's your fucking deal?
She's all of a sudden you're pretending you're not a dyke. Please.
Yeah.
Anyway,
do you mind introducing yourself?
I'm Allie Colbert. Pronouns she, her. What am I supposed to say? I'm white?
Yeah, you're a lesbian?
I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. I'm the engaged. I'm the boy one. And yeah.
Perfect.
That's me.
And Rachel.
So excited to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. I feel instant comfort around you.
Me too. Me too.
Rachel, do you mind introducing yourself?
I don't mind at all.
Sort of?
Rachel Ballinger, she, her, cis, white, gay woman. There. I had to think about it.
I know. It's a lot.
It's a lot
to let people know who
yeah.
you are.
I don't have to label myself often. I usually just go gay and that's it. But yeah.
I think we there like to do it because we like, you know, sometimes people listen at home and sometimes the things don't come up, but representation matters or whatever. Because I'm like the more I'm cancel coaching myself.
Representation
yeah, you are.
Matters and it's nice to share that information off the top.
Yeah. I agree. Your eyebrows look incredible today.
Wow.
I got to do mine.
Thank you so much.
I like your Damn. Outfit too.
You like my outfits a lot, I think.
I know. I like the way you dress.
Thank you. I, you know, I would love to go shopping with you sometime.
Could we do that?
That would be really fun for
Alex,
me.
Could you videotape us going shopping?
Oh my God. Let's do that.
Okay. You want to do it this week?
I really feel, I do want to do it, but I do feel like I should be focusing on Rachel.
I know. We
no,
really
good.
Aren't.
But I do want to take, I would love to go shopping with you. That would be really good.
The thing is, Rachel, we haven't seen each other in a while.
I understand
I haven't
completely.
Seen you in so long, Rachel. By the way, where are you, Rachel?
I'm in Southern California. I'm right outside LA.
You're right outside LA. So why not LA, huh?
Because it's gross and hot there. And I live in a beach town, which is like 70 degrees all year round. And there's
what's the town,
yeah,
Rachel?
What's the town, Rachel?
What's the town? What's the town no one knows that's better than LA? Think you're onto something?
I don't normally announce my town, but it's...
Oh.
You don't... What?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Surf's up, baby.
You want us to bleep it? Do you want us to bleep it?
Nah, you're fine.
All right.
Are you worried people might come to your home and find you?
Yes, I've had people come to my home before.
Listen,
so
Rachel... What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, back when I lived in LA. So, because if people think like the more you put out on the internet, the more they get to know, like they're allowed to know. And my address got leaked and people are like, well, it's out there. So I'm allowed to come by. And I've had people come by before. And
gay
I just,
people? Lesbians no. showing up at your door?
No, this was before I was out. I only recently came out.
Are you serious?
I came out about a year and a half ago. Both you of you just got really invested in me.
A year and a half ago? You seem so gay to have only come out
a year and a half ago. You're incredibly gay.
You're like a good wine gay. Like you're an aged gay. Yeah.
This is what I've been told.
This gay was trapped in a barrel in a closet for a very long time.
Yeah.
What I was just aging to perfection before I came out. So here I am.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Rachel. Ashley. I'm so proud of you.
Good job, Rachel. Yeah,
good job.
Thank you.
Round of applause. Do you want to be in charge of the soundboard?
I would fucking love it.
So what
I'm
did
dying
it?
To get my hands on this since I came
How
over.
Like deeply closeted were you? I mean, that is like a late in life gay.
Yeah. So I was in a long term. It was about how long was it? 7-8 years. I was in a relationship with a man who was a piece of shit, and I just got really. I got really.
I hit womp womp.
Oh, yes. The womp womp is accidentally tied to also a wolf whistle. So it's a little bit of a mixed message.
I was in a bad relationship.
I'm very.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We love a bad relationship. We were in a bad relationship with a shitty guy.
Yeah. Sorry, my dog's asshole.
Oh, my God. It's gaping. Did you see that?
He gets
it's
excited.
Like, that fucking that's like that for dog's our gay looking. Male that listeners, dog's like I ready apologize. For a colonoscopy any minute now. Holy shit! That
we
asshole
think
is
he's
fucking.
Gay too.
He's on poppers, dude.
Yeah, he's ready.
Oh, but he's
open
sweet.
And willing.
He's sweet.
Yeah, I have pit bulls. I've been gay forever without realizing it. But yeah, I was in a relationship with this. I call him Fuckhead. And I wanted to break up with him for years, but it was just one of those toxic things when I just got comfortable. I'm really good at just getting comfortable and just like, okay, this is what it is. I can continue life like this. So I tried to break up with him and he said no. And then I was like, oh, shit. And then a year later, we were living together.
Can we pause right there? That's amazing to me that people, including me, have taken no for an answer in a breakup situation.
I want to break up. No.
And you're like, all right, I guess I have to rethink how I was going to live my life because I'm permanently stuck with you. Yeah. That shouldn't, just for a listener at home, that should not prevent you from breaking up with someone.
No. Right.
They're always going to say no.
They don't get a choice
in the
matter.
Thing. Well, yeah. Apparently for you, they do.
Yeah, yeah. More than a choice.
You're
a
like,
demand.
They don't get a choice. Really, they have final say, Rachel.
Now they don't have a choice. I didn't know
so
this
you,
before.
So they say no, and you say, all right, take another year off my life.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. So we continued to live together while also just not speaking. We didn't speak. We lived in the same house and didn't speak for like about a year. He avoided me because he knew I wanted to
while
break up
with
him.
While you were dating?
Yeah, while we were dating. We lived together.
And you just took it. You just took that on the chin. You did a year of like really
I focused on my job for a really long time, which was great. And I spent a lot of time over at my sister's house. I was barely home. And then I didn't realize I was gay. I just had no idea. And I had lost my entire sex drive. And
yeah,
you know, I was just like, whatever. And then I opened TikTok one day and there was a gay woman and just did a thirst trap. And I went, well, I'm wet. How'd that happen?
Which, what type of gay woman is this?
It's it wasn't a type that I'm into at all. It was just the actions
you were
she
just
was doing.
So dry from this man for so long that any woman was enough.
Yes, this just doing
it's not even a thirst trap. It's just like some mom making spaghetti, like a Midwestern cooking video.
I mean, it's like you
she's
know?
Pouring tomato sauce into a pot, and Rachel's like sliding off of her chair.
Oh God!
I'm into tomatoes.
And so then I took about 2 weeks to myself to be like, all right, this is a great excuse to actually break up with him. And I got like,
he can't say no to this one. That's homophobic. I read that in a book. I heard on the internet, you can't tell someone that they're not gay.
But did you?
I was like, this is it. This is it.
Did you say I'm gay to him? Or you said, or did you say, what do you think about this video?
No.
Just to see if it has the effect on everyone.
And he's like, Aunt Shirley?
I went into his room one day after he asked me if he could have a bed for his office so he could sleep in the office instead of in bed with me. He sent me an email asking this, and I was like, this isn't even a relationship anymore.
I'm sorry, were you married?
Nah, No.
Well, then what are you? Then what?
To
what
whom
are
it
you,
may concern,
what are you
Rachel.
What are you doing? Why are you jumping through hoops for a boyfriend? It's like the least important title ever.
I'm aware.
It really is.
Yeah,
you know?
It's yeah. Also, fun fact: my friends love this
mattress
fact.
Via email, dude.
Do you know why he asked me? Do you know why he asked me for a mattress instead of just buying one? Because he didn't have a job. He didn't have a single job the entire relationship.
Rachel, I have not met many people in as fucked up a situation as I was in my last dark relationship. And to hear you be so honest and share this stuff, like, this is very vulnerable. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just want you to know that I see you as a recovered codependent sick person in the head.
Oh, I have to hold it down.
Yeah, you have to hold it down.
We did it, Joe.
Yes, thank you.
You're going to be the next president.
We're going to be the next independent, healthy relationship person. That's what I... But, like, I really respect you being so honest because a lot of people, they get into relationships like this and they don't tell
anyone.
Well,
we don't know what she did yet. She saw a video and got wet in the kitchen while her boyfriend was sleeping in the office. So before we say, wow, what a story...
Hey, I am proud of myself. It's a happy ending.
I am. But you know what it's reminding me of? It's reminding me of, you know, those shows on MTV. It was like, I didn't know I was pregnant. And they're like 8 months pregnant. That's kind of the same as like being in a 6-year relationship and seeing a TikTok video and getting wet. It's like, I didn't know I was a lesbian.
I had all the signs.
It's just all these straight women that see one thing and they're like, whoa, I'm gay.
Right, exactly. I have always wondered why those women didn't realize they were pregnant after not having their period for months and months and months.
Right.
You just ignore the signs, you know?
I just ignore
the signs. I was like, those don't exist. No, I'm in a relationship. That's false. Right. Everyone else knew but me, apparently. When I came out, no one was shocked.
You truly are the gayest person.
Yes.
You were one of the gayer people I've ever met.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Just
a compliment.
This vibe? Or?
Yeah, just this vibe.
I don't know.
Were you straight or winking?
I don't know. Who are you winking at?
Just winking in general.
Okay.
It's just a bit.
I almost wonder if we should just fully unpack this and make this your gay sex story. Do people...
I feel like we should.
Yeah. Have you vlogged about this?
I've posted a little bit on the internet.
Because this is fascinating to me, and I don't want to bore anyone, but like I'm fascinated by this.
This is my shit.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't get it. I want to get this.
Yeah, and Rachel, just to fully unpack this, I dated a straight woman in the closet for 3 years. So much of it was sexless. If we had the space for there to be email correspondence about which rooms we were staying in, we definitely would have been at that level. But we were forced to live in a studio apartment together because I wasn't famous on the internet at the time. And you were.
That was my downfall, was having money. That was it.
Right, exactly. Well, this girl was financially dependent on me as well,
God,
but
I really didn't have much money
is the thing.
Yeah. Oh.
So it was
yours sounds worse.
She could have picked someone better.
No, yours was bad. Ashley's was bad. Ashley's was really bad. But at least she was gay.
I was gay.
Yeah,
you
knew who you were.
For dick. Like that. It's just...
I didn't struggle for it. I was trying to keep it away from me, but I didn't realize why.
Right, you were struggling to keep it away from you.
Yeah.
You're just like supporting a penis, yeah.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
That's a little depressing.
That's one of my embarrassing moments.
In a way, it's like weirdly feminist. Was he... You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like a man in your house that you're not fucking, that you're financially supporting. That really
it was a child.
It's your son.
Yeah.
Yes, he was basically my child.
Is he okay?
Wait, so...
No.
Wait, so do you say to him, I'm gay? Or I think
yes,
I'm gay?
Yes, so... No, after he sent me this email, I realized I was gay two weeks prior. Then he sent me this email being like, listen, I think we should sleep in separate beds. And I was like, no. I was outside mowing the lawn, you know, doing my yard work. I was like, fuck this. So...
Is that real? Is that a real detail?
That is a real detail.
I was out playing softball.
I was outside mowing the lawn, playing softball, clipping my nails.
Watching Ellen.
Having sex with women.
Yeah. outside driving
it was
truck.
All there. So I walked into his office where he was doing yoga, and I was like...
Is he gay?
I questioned it every once in a while. I don't know if he'll ever come to that conclusion. But I walked in, and I was like... hey, and I was crying, and because, you know, this big life moment is about to happen for me. I walk around,
right,
I was like,
you realized it mowing the lawn like a true fucking lesbian.
Yes. So this is my moment.
You were behind a John Deere when you figured out that you were gay.
Oh, I wish I had a John Deere. Sorry. I just have a little electric mower.
Wow.
But I walked in, he looked at me and goes, what? I'm bawling my eyes out. I never cry. And he just looks at me and says, what? And I was like, I'm gay. And he screams this pterodactyl scream and tears his yoga mat in half and then looks at me
and flew away. And I haven't seen him since. He flapped off into the distance.
I tried, like, I deal with everything with humor.
It's yoga mat now?
It took everything within me not to laugh in his face. Like, this man was going through it, and I was like, my tears immediately dried up. My whole body dried up watching him do this. And I was like, all right. And he just screamed, well, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, yep, that's the right reaction.
Oh.
This is very strange because he's not even, but it's not like you're in a relationship where he's even being fulfilled. So
right,
I wonder why he's so depressed.
He's not, I mean, I guess.
He didn't want to get a job.
When you get.
Oh, he didn't want to get a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to go back to work.
Do you think that's. Mary flies away. Off to find another closeted lesbian that he can mooch off of.
Exactly.
But by the way. You're so sure of after one video.
Yeah, was that really all it took?
It took one video.
That's all it took.
Yep, I clicked and I was like, oh, that's it. And then I was like, well, you know, hashtag lesbians on TikTok, just to double check. Yep, all checks out. Good to go. And I called my best friend and I was like, hey, I'm gay. And she goes, uh-huh. And what are we going to do with that? I was like, I guess date women. She was like, sounds good.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And then I was it. Yeah.
Wait.
So
I do want to say when you get into toxic relationships, like it sounds, it's like you might have been in one. It does become like that whole like Margaret Atwood bathwater quote where like the bathwater is getting warmer or whatever.
What is that quote?
And then you're boiling.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
How do you cook a lobster, you mean?
I guess it's also how you cook a lobster, but it's also supposed to be an analogy. It's supposed to be an analogy for like taking people's rights away. You go little by little.
Until
you're used to it.
Boiled to death?
Until you're boiled to death.
Oh.
But I do think with toxic relationships, it gets a little more toxic. And then you're at the point where you're screaming like a pterodactyl ripping a yoga mat in half.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah. There is usually a moment in that toxic relationship where you're like, oh, yeah, I think I might be in a weird situation.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I realize that.
It builds to this place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't always notice it. And you don't always know how to get out of it.
Oh my God, no, of course not. It normalizes everything.
But for anyone in that situation, please know that you're not trapped. And
no.
You can leave at any time. And it doesn't matter that
your
they
life
say
can
no.
start over.
Yes.
Right. It's very hard to imagine that because
you feel so trapped.
And you feel like people say our lives are so entangled.
Yes.
Where do you begin to sort of like unwind everything?
Yeah. I mean, that's what
it's
I had
really
to do.
Overwhelming.
It's super overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, all I had to do, for me, this moment was I was living at my mom's while the woman that I was dating was living in the apartment that I was paying for.
Wow.
Sorry, not mean to laugh at that, but that's...
No, laugh away.
That sucks.
It's a sad situation.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in that moment and I finally had the courage to be like, she was asking me for something that was like totally beyond like fathoming. And I finally was just like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not contacting you until we figure out how you're getting out of my apartment.
Yeah.
And
good for you.
I'm coming back in this many days is basically what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it took. That's literally all it took.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. One action can change everything, but it's the anticipation of that and wondering what the results are. But you can, unless they say no and you stay with them for a year.
Yeah. And obviously we're not talking about like abusive, like physically abusive, threatening situations. There are resources for that. And Alex, I guess we should probably put some of those down in the description.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need a trigger warning. I think maybe just some resources. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We're not experts.
Yeah. Google it, guys.
Google it.
Guys, go to Google. Just take a
They exist.
Yeah.
Just go find them.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. Me also. This is full-time work, so please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes, you get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Also, you're so funny.
Oh, thank you.
Have you done stand-up?
I've attempted. I don't like stand-up. I feel better in front of a camera than in front of an... I mean, I'm fine on stage with microphones and stuff. I've done stuff with my sister. She has a live show. But I like doing camera stuff instead. Podcasts.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I get on camera and I try to vlog, I used to get these like anxiety attacks.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't have the laughter, so I didn't know if I was funny or not.
Oh, yeah. That's a little... Because stand-up, you get used to the immediate validation.
Yeah.
But then you get that with, like, a guest, but Rachel's kind of hard to crack, so...
I love Rachel.
No, I fucking love Rachel. Are you kidding me? I'm obsessed.
Yeah, thank you.
Just also hard to crack.
No.
I think she's a good laugher.
So, look, I don't know fully, you know, if this is in my power as co-host, but can I ask a question?
Of course, you could always ask a question.
So you break up.
Hold on, right? I'm going to have to go to the authorities.
All right, yeah. Can we,
Alex,
push this through?
Does Allie have permission to ask a question right now? To Rachel? Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Got this approved.
Thank you.
Can go now. Rachel, mm-hmm. You get out of this relationship that has been hanging over everything, right?
Yeah.
You're not having sex with the guy, or if you are, you're not liking it. He's living with you. You're focusing on work. Tell me about now you start dating women.
Yeah, are you liberated?
What is that like?
Are you just dripping everywhere? You just out mowing your lawn, playing softball?
I'm so mopping it up. Yeah, I was nervous, but I also can fake confidence pretty easily, and then, you know, fake it till you make it kind of is like my slogan. So yeah. I actually like
I
wasn't
heard that before.
I know. Is That's that a great. Rachel original?
Is that a Rachel? Is that a Rachel Ballinger?
Are you being facetious here?
We're being facetious.
Yeah.
Facetious.
No, you're good.
That's when lesbians are facetious.
What? Okay. I haven't learned that part yet. I'm still new.
you'll get there, kid.
So I wasn't planning on dating. And my therapist was like, hey, you need to get on a dating app. And I was like, I don't want to. And I was like, I'm going to just chill for a little bit.
What do you mean you're not planning on dating? You just get wet from the TikTok video. It was mid-COVID. You leave the guy, now you're not going to date? What's going on?
It was 2020. It was like mid-COVID. It was at the end. It was like October of 2020. And I was like, I'm like,
I was catching fingers.
Yeah. My family
the season
like,
opens up.
The mitt. Your hand was in the mitt.
My hand was in the mitt.
Yeah.
But so you're blaming it on the virus now.
I was blaming it on the virus, but really I was content, you know, not I had lived, you know, sexless for quite some time and
it's so funny that you're such a like a big personality and you allow yourself to be so free on the internet and yet you couldn't allow yourself to do this. That's interesting to me.
Yeah. I can't explain it. But then finally I was bored, right before Christmas. It was like December. And, my therapist had been bugging me like every session. Like, hey, did you download Hinge yet? I was like, nope. And then, I was bored and I texted my best friend.
Why is your therapist pressuring you to get on Hinge?
The therapist.
Did you get Hinge yet? The app meant to be deleted? Did you get it?
That woman knew I needed to get laid was what it was. She's like, all of your problems stem from you not having
sex. I do like the
sex.
Idea of therapists being approached by dating apps the way that like doctors are being approached amazing. By big pharma.
Yeah. Have you tried Bumble?
It worked.
Where you hold the power.
Why do you know all the fucking...
No, I don't know it. I don't know the fucking... I made that one up. Hinge, I knew. Bumble, I don't know. But Bumble,
Tinder,
I could see a
Tinder, come on.
Bumble like a Tinder. You want to fuck now? But
that's it. That's
I could see Bumble being like, they could play on women who want to like, you know, really be empowered.
The Lex one. Lex, you want to get weird and never see anybody?
I don't know that one.
It's horrible.
Oh. Okay, so your therapist gets you on. Your therapist gets you on Hinge.
Yeah,
which
well,
is the first time
she'd been
that.
Bugging me, but I was bored, and my best friend was like, "Hey, you should download a dating app tonight for my entertainment." And I was like, "All right." And so I did it out of boredom, and a few girls were messaging me, and I was like, "I'm not feeling it." And I was like, "Well, now I'm like questioning everything." I had a girls in my inbox, and I was just like, "I'm not feeling anything." And then. I was on the app for 3 days, and then my now girlfriend messaged me and asked me out. And
that's nothing. Three days?
Yeah, I know.
That's nothing.
What did she mean? What was the message? What did it say?
On Hinge, you know, it gives you prompts, and it was like, I said, what's something you believe in? And I said, until last year, I wholeheartedly believed that dragons existed. Was my prompt because I'm an idiot. And she responded and said, dragons, that's she's like, I would love to talk about this further over drinks in downtown Santa Barbara. When can I take you out?
So very standard fare there. Nothing crazy.
No, but I went to her profile and it was like the hottest woman I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, yep, okay. And
the pics will be on the Patreon. We put the nudes on the Patreon. You saw that, right? That's a part of coming on.
There you go. Allie, you should just host this podcast.
No. Shh.
You're doing so well.
I am?
You know what's so nice?
What?
I'm bottoming on this episode.
No.
You're topping. And I'm bottoming.
You switched.
Don't
switch.
You?
I'm a switch.
Nice. It's
I'll
nice
say,
to,
I'll sit
it's
back.
Nice to relax.
I'll sit back.
No. I'm encouraging you.
Okay, keep going.
She wants to sit back and relax.
So you
That's
go,
what I'm saying. I'm busy.
Fine. I'll take the wheel on this. So you go downtown.
No, well, I didn't actually. It was Christmas time, so she was back home for 2 weeks.
And then
I was in LA still.
You're just texting,
steamy, and FaceTiming,
texting.
Yeah,
anticipation.
Is that built up? And then mid, so
longing,
we talked.
Very queer. Yes. Very queer beginning.
But
it
you're
was
having lesbian.
That's
sex
that's lesbian.
Before you've had lesbian sex.
Yeah.
So how are you even how are you even fantasy texting?
You have
about
no
a mythical thing. You see what I'm saying? You're like, I want to do the sex to you, whatever it is. Whatever this sex turns out to be, I'm going to do it.
You're going to like it as soon as I figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we met up in person mid-January and I just like kind of acted like I knew what I was doing and apparently I did it well. And then it's been a good sense.
You know what is a great lesson though?
Wow.
A lot of people are afraid for their first. I really am cancel coaching. You're doing all the riffs and the jokes and I'm coming in with the thoughtful notes.
And the trigger warnings and that. And the
Get
out of your head. Every time we record, I have to be like, stay present.
No, I am being present.
No, I know.
I like what's happening.
Okay, I'm glad you're having
a
good time.
It. But what you're saying is you somehow very naturally, you know, you were sexting with this person that you had no idea how it was supposed to sound. You'd never been with a woman before. Yeah. And you just let it happen and you didn't get in your head about it, like sometimes how I'm feeling right now about bottoming.
Oh, God.
You didn't get in your head about it. And yet you were so good at it and it worked out because it was natural. And I think a lot of people have that fear going into lesbian dating that, oh my God, it's going to be this. I don't know how I'm going to make this happen. Right. I don't know what I'm doing. Girls are so scary. And if you're just like, let yourself just enjoy it.
It works.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend is someone who I'm very, very comfortable with. We clicked right away. So like, I didn't feel nervous ever. I was just,
and you're
it,
so
it felt
gay,
very natural.
The first woman you went on a date with, you've been with now for a year and a half. You probably moved in together.
Yeah, of course we did. 8 months in, I bought a house in and we moved in together. So yeah,
and you have
it's been a year and a half. Well, and we have three dogs. Yeah.
Three dogs.
Three dogs.
And a chameleon.
Okay. So I'm curious about this. And I'm genuinely curious about this.
You're hosting, so go for it.
Yeah, you're topping.
You leave the boyfriend, mm-hmm. and you're bored.
Yeah.
And I'm going to accept the fact that your instinct isn't to go fuck a million women, even though it's very hard for me and my experience as positive gay woman to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious.
When was your first hookup with a woman?
Like I hooked up with a woman in high school, but my first time like having what I feel was like sex with a woman was in college.
Okay.
But the idea that I would break up with someone and know I'm gay and then not rush to explore that is really interesting to me. And I'm like, do you think that's a sex drive thing?
No, I have a very high sex drive. And I'm very
I
fuck
totally
the shit out of anything that moves.
No,
sexually.
I totally don't mean that in
my
like
dog's asshole, huge because I did give him poppers, and thank God we had this scheduled because I don't know what would have happened.
Look, I think that a lot of people have I think there's a huge discrepancy in sex drives.
Yes.
And people don't talk about it. And I'm just curious were you stewing on it? Were you like
were you marinating? No,
I don't quite know what it was. I very much wanted to, and the drive was there.
It's a big decision.
It is a big decision, but also, I think it was my family. It was during COVID. My family was in a COVID bubble. I wasn't allowed to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't want to go do a random hookup and then not see my family for 2 weeks because
that's
what it was.
Especially while coming out.
Right.
Yes. So I was like, I needed to be surrounded by my people. I just
broke up.
And so I was like, if I'm going to leave my family's little COVID bubble, it's got to be for someone I really like. And I met my girlfriend and I really like her. And then I said, bye, family, and went and lived with her.
And she's the first date.
Incredible.
She's the first date.
Yeah.
And it'll definitely work out forever.
That's my hope.
No, she's the one. She's the one.
It might. You're 30. Like when you meet someone when you're 30, it's so different than when you're meeting someone when you're like, I feel like you really know what you want at that point.
Yeah.
It's just the added element of the first woman.
Yeah.
Which is that's the story of lesbian dating.
Yeah.
Is the first woman.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that story, right, Rachel?
No.
The story is, you don't stay with the first woman.
I read my own story.
However,
some of the Rachel fans that came just to listen to Rachel are like, what the fuck? This is some really intense. Rachel, here's the thing, Rachel. Take it from two old weathered lesbians.
You know what they say? The first will never be the last.
You gotta leave her. Use her body. Leave her. Learn and leave
it's
her.
It's a coloring book. Fill in the lines.
Fill in the lines. You can move on to more advanced stuff later, but right now you just gotta color in the lines.
Play around.
Yeah, like a sandbox kid.
Explore. You know, pussies look different.
Every pussy looks different. You gotta
there's
see
innies
four,
and
five
outies like
pussies.
Your belly button. Nobody talks about that. You got an innie and outie.
No man in the history of vaginas has ever talked about the way an innie versus looks versus an outie. And we're doing it here on our Two Guys Hanging Out podcast.
Yeah.
I like them both.
I have no way to respond to you guys when you talk in your guide.
Yeah, we're sick in the head.
Listen, but I am, my fiance has never dated a woman before me, so.
What?
Oh.
So you're projecting.
Yeah.
No, so I'm saying from my experience, from my, I never would have felt comfortable staying with. I'm just sharing my experience.
Oh, comfortable with it.
I know. Are we in a fight?
Okay. We are fighting. Thank you for that gay sex. I think we have to take Rachel off the hot seat because we went from practically ignoring Rachel to digging into the deep, deep crevasses.
I can talk forever. I'm good.
Her life.
Did you have gay sex this week?
Oh my God. Look at you topping now. I did have gay sex this week. Do you have a story that you want to share? Because we did so much on Rachel. I want to make
sure. Story I want to share?
Yeah. Like
about gay sex?
Yeah. Gay sex story.
I just was telling a story the other day that wasn't recent though.
I have a story, but I don't know that it's a quickie. I had sort of a longie for this week. So I don't know if we have
Ash,
time.
Tell it, Ash. It's your show.
What?
Tell it. It's your show.
Thanks.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I had fun gay sex this week. I went on a date this week.
Really?
I haven't been on a proper...
That's hot.
Yeah, I haven't been on like a proper get dressed up, go and do something date. But I went on one this week.
Where'd you go?
Well, we went to the Blue Note. We went to go see
you
jazz
chose
at the
that?
Blue Note. No, she did. Yeah, Alex. Yeah, no,
the Blue Note.
We went to the Blue Note. It was so fun because she suggested it. And I'm going to be honest. I was feeling tired. My hip hurts. I'm moving. I have a lot going on.
Your hip hurts?
My hip hurts. All the fucking time. Help. Okay. Wow. So I'm working on
how
it.
Old are you?
I'm 34. I have a problem. I have a joint.
Got
a joint
it. Issues. My knees hurt. You're good.
Yeah. So at first I was like, oh, I'm going to be tired. But then I was like, no. Because I took this happiness class. I'm sure you've heard me talk about it.
Of course.
This happiness class that I took from Yale. It's a science class. It always says, like, say yes to things like that. Even if you think it's the thing that you don't want to do, it's like opposite action. Do the thing.
Right.
You know, going and having a fun, immersive, turn off your phone experience is going to be better at the end of the day.
Of course. So always.
I said yes against my gut instinct. I'm so glad that I did. We went. I'd never seen live jazz before.
Oh,
it's
so fun.
Oh, it's
fun. I had so much fun. I was bopping. I never bop.
I was bopping.
I was bopping.
Damn. And you'd never met her before.
No. This is my main situation.
Oh. Ow. That's not a first date.
No, it's not a first date.
Okay, got it.
Did I say
it was just a date? No, you just said like a proper date.
I don't know why in my head I was like, oh, this is like a stranger danger.
No.
Okay, still it's so
I thought that too, but she never said that.
I don't know why I assumed that. I
thought it too, but that's good.
I feel like I've disappointed my parents.
Sorry,
we're happy for you. We're happy for you. So you go on the date. What's it like?
We get dressed up. Yeah. We're both dressed up. We both look nice.
What the fuck is dressed up for you, Ashley?
That was rude.
I'm sorry.
I put on my fancy cap.
I'm sorry.
I put on my satin baseball cap.
Was that really rude, you think?
No.
Oh, okay. I just was curious what your sort of formal attire is.
Like I had a kind of a silky button down.
Okay, shit.
Vibe. I don't know how to describe it.
That's a vibe.
I like the shirt.
Yeah.
And I put on jewelry.
What do you wear?
I have jewelry.
But like rings or necklaces?
Yeah, I have rings and necklaces. Oh, that's what God. I wore. Rings and necklaces.
I would love. Did you wear really slacks? See that.
I'll show you my suit. Did I not show you the suit that I went to the wedding in?
No.
Let me show you this. I'll
I think
show
you
Rachel
guys are in
too,
a friend fight so. Now.
No, we're not. This is how we talk.
Let me go back to my suit.
We've been through a lot, so.
Have we?
You know, time. It doesn't matter. It's like time compounds relationships.
It does. It really does.
It's like I've known you for a while. I don't think we're going to cut each other out.
So the suit. This is us at the wedding, but I.
Damn.
You can't see this.
I like that suit. You look great.
Thank you.
You look cool.
That's me.
Fresh.
Oh, I like it.
I love it. I love it.
So like kind of a shirt like that.
That's awesome.
It was short sleeve though. Yeah, and we went to the Blue Note. I was bopping, and I was watching this as a comedian. I never do stuff like this because we're out every night. We don't go to things.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to make more time to go to nightlife. And also, I watched, and there were hecklers and loud people, and it was so informative to watch how the jazz musicians dealt with it because
how did
it's
they do
such
that?
A different thing.
Wait, people
well,
were heckling
at all.
Jazz?
Yes, because people heckled in this way that they don't realize is people don't realize that heckling is any. First of all, they don't realize that comedians don't heckle audience members. That's one of my worst. Oh, you heckled me at your show. No, you heckled me and I crowd worked you. That's one.
I
that's,
crowd
this is
worked
101.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what they'll do is they'll say something like someone was like, sign my playbill autograph. Like, will you sign it? Like in the middle of the show.
It's that hot of a jazz show that people are like, sign my tits.
Not my playbill.
Who says sign my playbill in the middle of a jazz show?
It was really funny because the girl that I brought, she riffed in the middle of it because at one point, you know, I don't know anything about jazz. And the guy running the show, he said, oh, we're going to do a song by so-and-so. And all the white tourists in the room were like, And I was like, you guys don't know who that is. There's no way.
Yeah. That's just
they
funny.
Were just
that
they were just trying to be good.
Yeah.
They were trying to be good audience members.
So it was fun to watch them and to learn as a performer, but I have not felt that immersed in watching something.
You're adding the sax to your act.
Yeah, I'm adding it. Well, she was gay. The saxophonist was definitely gay.
Uh-huh.
But it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have sex that night. We had sex the next morning. But it was just really fun to feel to do something out of your comfort zone that you haven't done in a while. And it just felt so nice. I know maybe it also made me reflect on how lucky I am to be someone's night out. Like, as a performer, that people would like get dressed up
when people come to your show.
And maybe they feel more connected at the end of it.
That's so sweet.
And it really refreshed my view on what I do for a living. And I was like, I really got to stop yelling at these lesbians so much. I really yell at the lesbians.
Me too. I'm addicted.
Why the lesbians?
Because they're quiet.
Oh, yeah. I don't get as many of those, but I just love just going after the audience.
Crowd working is so fun.
It's so fun. But it's also, it's amazing when you step out of your usual routine with someone you're dating.
Yes.
Even just putting on different like clothing, dressing up.
Yeah.
Going into a new space, you can re-energize your relationship.
Totally. And I think doing stuff like that regularly, once or twice a month, is really important and keeps things healthy and
especially
fun.
Because lesbians live together.
Yeah, they do.
So get out of your comfort
zone. Get out of your comfort
zone. Put yourself
in
a new environment. Otherwise, the two of you will just melt into a pile of flannels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And we were walking down the train platform and we were holding hands. Mm. And this girl, definitely queer, went up to my date and was like, I love your dress. And she turned to me and she goes, do you think she would have said that to me if we weren't holding hands? If it weren't like a gay date? Mm. And I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, that's interesting.
I love the gay camaraderie. A queer person will just see you on your date and compliment you. I love that.
I've never had that happen.
Are you serious?
No, but what I do have happen is if I see like lesbians out in public, I want to like let them know that I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So I make eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, me. But they're like, stop staring at me. But I want to be like, I'm one of you. I'm one of you. They're like, this is my sister. Okay.
Have you thought about being like, ah, like that?
Yeah, because I don't want
yeah,
them
just do some scissoring motion.
Homophobic.
Yeah, do this.
But I want to be connected.
Lesbians
I be like,
love it when you walk up to them and do this.
Just finger scissors.
Yeah, exactly. But if I'm with Julian and we see like a couple, I'm like, let's kiss too. Show them. We're like allies on this island.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's what that girl was trying to do.
Oh, that's cool.
Overall, the night was just really fun. The dressing up, getting out of the comfort zone, the other lesbian saying hello. A really great night. 10 out of 10.
That is so lovely.
Yeah.
It really is.
And then we came home and watched some of the finale from The Bachelorette.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful way to end the evening.
And end it in a straight way.
Yeah. Gotta put some straightness in there.
Yeah.
But that's my gay sex from this week. You got a quickie? Anything you want to throw in?
No, I don't really have a gay sex story from this week. I have been in New York. Julian is in LA. I haven't had sex this week.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, folks.
Unfortunately.
I will have sex tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much. And
is it in the calendar?
Well, Julian arrives in New York tomorrow.
And you miss each other.
No, but I assume I'll get to have sex with her. No, of course. I miss her. I miss her dearly. And just counting down to be reunited with my lover. Mm-hmm. I did a podcast before this and we were talking about, we were talking about women, you know, how they're crazy. And I was saying how I was hooking up with this woman.
They're nuts. They're absolutely insane. How do we deal with
these
them?
These women are nuts.
Can't live with them. Can't live without
it. Yeah, you're telling me, buddy.
Yeah.
And I was hooking up with this woman right after college, and she was married to a man.
Oh, shit.
And we were hooking up.
You're sort of into older women.
Sort of. I am so fucking into older women. They are so hot.
What is it?
It's yeah, why? Like, why are you? Usually people have a reason.
Because it's like, oh, you're wise and you choose me? It's like, so you're real, like, it's like, I'm that good. I'm that good that someone with, like, experience chooses me.
Okay.
Like, damn.
One of the greatest curators in the world has chosen my work.
I don't know. Like, I love an older woman. Like, I love someone that has had experience. I love that they're, like, they're not, like, impressed by dumb shit.
Mm. It's an
they're,
ego
like,
boost.
Tired. They just, like, they just drop their kids off somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, I was hooking up with this woman. She's married, and I remember she said to me, she goes, are you seeing other people? Or like, are we like, is like just us? And I'm like, you're married. This is like the epitome of women. She wanted to be exclusive with me.
I'm pretty sure you're seeing other people.
Yeah, I'm like, I think you have a husband.
Yeah, was it? Now, wait, I have questions. Yeah. A man. It was a man she was married to.
Yeah, which also added to the turn. I was very turned on
by this. Was it secretive? Was it an affair or was it like an arrangement?
No, she was having an affair.
Damn, dude. Yeah. I would like to say.
What would you like to say?
Yeah.
I would just like to say, in my book of ethics, you're not the problem in that.
No.
If someone is choosing to have an affair, look, you might die. You don't want to get involved.
Not dying.
Dude, I would be afraid of dying.
No.
Husbands? No. Men? Angry men?
No.
I don't fuck with it.
You're going to be mad at me?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You can't do anything to me.
Have you met men?
Yeah, they can do pretty much whatever they want.
They can tear a yoga mat in half and fly the fuck down to your place.
I just think, what is like a big guy going to come like beat up? It's like beating up like a little kid.
I know. They would have to really, you are like tiny.
Get that American girl doll over here and I'm going to take her bracelets away. Like, what are you going to, if your wife is fucking me, you have bigger problems. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, this isn't even a person. What's going on here?
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think. Oh, I don't know. We were talking about that earlier. I thought it was funny. And she would try and find ways to like sneak out. And she was like, my husband he doesn't complain when I leave the house if I give him a blowjob. So I just have to give him a blowjob and then I'll be free this weekend.
That's like a terrible thing to say to someone right before you go hook up with them. I feel like that would make you.
I was like, do what you gotta do, babe. Make it good so we get an extra night.
Just make sure you get some Listerine before you come over. But
I was young.
Yeah.
Okay. I was young.
That's so crazy, those straight marriages.
But you know, Ashley.
I guess bad marriages. Just bad marriages. Yeah.
I mean, you are also, I don't know if you would, if I would say, I can't say for certain if you're attracted to straight women. You can tell me that. But I do know.
LOL. Yeah.
But I do know. Yeah. We're both really attracted to straight women. And
yes. I'm not at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'll find out in 5 years when you see a TikTok, Rachel.
Right now, you're still learning. Yeah. Rachel. You're still learning. Don't you want to taste the forbidden fruit?
Yes.
No.
You ever had a fresh peach? You ever have a fresh peach? You ever have a Georgia peach?
It's juicy.
Georgia's peach.
George's peach. That's
well, cool. It sounds like all your straight women hookups have been messy, so I'm going to learn
like
from that
peach.
Experience. Like a peach.
Ripping down your chin.
Rachel, to be fair, that was just one of them. You haven't heard
I'm sorry. Well, Ashley had one.
But I'll say, but my best one, we're engaged.
Oh.
So yeah, that went pretty before. Well. Never dated a woman before me.
Wow.
How'd you guys meet?
We both kind of hooked up with the same guy. I didn't tell you this. This needs to be a whole. This is a whole own episode.
We'll do that on
it. It's a. It's a.
We'll
really
do it on Friday
thing.
Or Thursday, whenever we're recording.
It's too big of a deal.
Wow.
You're gonna lose it. I
Precursor.
Can't believe I haven't told you that story.
I'm kind of sad. I'm not gonna be there for that.
You
I guess I could listen.
Rachel, do you want to be a co-host?
Back. Sure.
Come back.
I'll come back. Sure. Just to hear that story. Yeah, I'll go back. I'm having fun.
Well, we'll put a pin in that.
Yeah.
And we'll do that next time, and we'll do butt plugs right now.
So get your dog out.
Come here, Blaze. Get your dog and your chew toy. We're going to plug away.
Rachel, am I supposed to butt plug?
Yeah.
Oh, they can find me on YouTube. Just search my name, Rachel Ballinger. I'm on TikTok and Instagram. I have a bunch of stuff. I'm not really working on anything new right now, but I do like my podcast, Rachel Uncensored. That's my favorite. So if you want to check that out, go for it.
Will you be my friend for real? Because I like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you too. I'm down. Let's hang out when you come for your show in Irvine. Here's your butt plug.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to learn. I also want to learn because I'm trying to do the YouTube.
Yeah. All right. I'll teach you some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love that.
All right.
And
cool.
You're fun. I think you should do stand-up comedy. I think.
Oh, thank you.
What if we did a video
where you teach me
comedy?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to teach me stand-up comedy,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. You should do that.
That's okay.
Funny.
All right.
That's
I'm down.
Really
you'll be in LA. You can help.
I'll be there. I don't think you should do it.
Oh.
Because I don't think anyone should do stand-up.
No one should.
It does seem
do soul
crushing. I've known
is
a few.
A horrible idea.
But I would like to witness it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it for you.
We're going to do it.
All right.
And then, Allie,
I'll
what
be in the audience.
Yeah. What are you working on?
What am I working on? My podcast, The Allie Colbert Show.
Great podcast. I've done it
many a time. Yeah. me, my shows, Allie Colbert on everything.
You're touring.
Yeah.
You're at the best clubs in the world.
I'm some places. I'm on the internet. You can follow me there.
And then me, you little piece of shit. We have merch. We have tour dates. Get on my text list. This is impossible without Patreon. We have Alex. We have Sydney. We have a studio. I'm shooting a special. Please, for the love of God, $1 a month. If everyone did just $1 a month, I would never have to ask you again. Patreon.com/WHGS. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Consider giving a dollar. I'm gearing up to make this special, so I would so appreciate it. Patreon.com/WHGS. But if you can't support that way, go follow me and Maddie, especially Maddie. Maddie's really trying to build up their fan base, and that would be so helpful for them. That's such a great way to give back to the pod. Or go, you know, sign up for my text alerts. That's another thing that kind of keeps me in business. So go check out ashleygavin.com. Get on the text alert. I'm going to leave it there, guys. I'm having a busy day. And so I'm exercising self-care. This is self-care. I'm not doing this, the gay thought, and that is a boundary that I'm setting right now. And this is self-care, and because you are Gen Z, I'm setting a boundary, so you don't get mad at me. All right, truly though, guys, have a good week. I love being able to connect with you in these little moments. You are the best.